Hello everyone, this is West Point 23 coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com podcast feed. This is in reply to The Ranch Man and his podcast thread titled Viral Outbreak at Area 51. Could they handle it? Okay, first I just have to say that your podcasts are pretty funny, man. I don't mean that, you know, in any offensive way, but it's just that the way you talk is pretty funny. Okay, now to get to your question. Well, first, I don't know if they do viral, chemical, or biological experiments down there. Personally, I don't think they do, but if they did, I'm sure they would have very secure facilities with redundant safety measures, probably, you know, secure zones to contain such a leak, so that even if there was a leak from the main experiment area, you couldn't get by the secondary barriers, you know, you couldn't get by them to infect the rest of the facility. But say that all that failed and the virus managed to infect the whole base. Now, if that happened, I'm sure they could evacuate to nearby Nellis Air Force Base. I'm sure they have like quarantine areas at Nellis so that the people from Area 51 could be put there and they wouldn't infect the rest of the people at Nellis. They probably also have a ready hazmat team there that would deploy to Area 51 to clean up, you know, whatever it was that they needed to clean up. More assets and stuff could arrive via the air at Nellis from different places in the U.S., you know, to back up the first response hazmat team. So, yeah, I think they could contain it. You know, Area 51 is in a very isolated environment, surrounded by cliffs, mountains, and stuff. You know, the temperature there is pretty hot. I mean, the ground is just dead. So, you know, I don't think this virus could survive out in the open long enough to, you know, be transported to nearby civilian areas. So I think it could be contained there. And, you know, the military would cover this up. Only a select few would know. You know, other military personnel or, you know, civilians, they probably might notice the buzz, but they wouldn't know exactly what was happening. And even if rumors started to spread, the military could always say that it was just a drill, you know, an emergency test. Any workers or military personnel that died as a result of this would probably, you know, the military would probably just make up some story, you know, do its own autopsy, you know, and try to bury the bodies as soon as possible so, you know, so they could end that. You know, they wouldn't allow the media, they wouldn't answer too many questions, probably make something up. And I don't think they would destroy Area 51. That would cause, you know, a lot of, you know, questions. That would cause a lot of stuff. I mean, it would get noticed. I mean, you know, something like that has to get noticed. And they probably would evacuate it, maybe shut it down a little bit until they could, you know, sanitize it or clean it up. And I believe it has to be like really bad in order for them to abandon it or demolish it, because that would just, you know, they'd have to answer for that. I mean, they couldn't just, you know, cover that up. So yeah, I think they could contain it and cover it up. I mean, it won't be pretty, but you know, it'll still be enough to maintain plausible deniability. And in the end, that's all the military needs, because as long as we can't prove it, you know, they don't have to do anything. Okay, well, that's just my opinions, and see you guys later.